welcome to Wealth Creator Radio. You know, it's going to take some time before we understand the true impact of COVID-19 on our communities and our nation's economy. And if you feel like you can't find your footing in this crisis, we're going to take some time today to focus on what we can control in what seems like a world of chaos. Hi, I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman. Eric is president of Heckman Financial for 27 years now. And on our show today, he's going to be giving you his experienced advice on how to plan for a secure retirement. So it's great to be here with you again, Eric. Welcome.
Well, thanks, Lou Ann. And it's actually kind of amazing how many people have not been through this before. I mean, for me, it kind of seems like something you do about every 10 years, right? We had the, early 90s, there's recession, and then we had the dot-com bust, and then we had the Great Recession there, or whatever you want to call the, 2008, 2009 meltdown. And now we've got this COVID-19 recession. And, so it's something that happens on a somewhat regular basis, even though it takes some time. But yeah, for a lot of people who've been working right now, they may have been in college in the last ones, they didn't notice or didn't see it. And, then a lot of financial advisors. I mean, there's a fairly big financial advising firm near here, near my office, and they weren't even helping people with managed money back then. They were only an insurance agency. And so, they like to say how they've been helping people with for a decade with finances, but that decade was in 2010. It wasn't 2007 going through the 08, 09 meltdown. So, I think one of the best things that you can ever have when you're talking issues like this is start talking to somebody who's been there before and kind of knows what's going on and knows how this usually plays out. And, so that's really what we're going to go over this time is really, what should you be doing? What should you not be doing? And, what kind of good or negative action should you be taking?
And really, there are some parts of this that we've not seen before. I mean, goodness sakes, all this unemployment and everything. And so when we have a crisis like this, and this is a global crisis, which is really crazy, it can bring out the worst, but it can also bring out the best of people. So I thought, let's take a moment and talk about an example, Eric, of the best that you've seen in people in the last few weeks.
Well, yeah, I think some of the fun ones are all the stories of, what kids have done. And, just for my own household, the first week, my youngest cleaned out his room, and his room is notorious for not being able to walk in with all the Legos everywhere and everything, and cleaned it out to the extent where we actually ended up repainting it because we could see the walls again. And, so that's one thing. But there's also been a lot of stories of there's a kind of a neat story of a Canadian Boy Scout that uses 3D printer to have these little straps made to hold on somebody's mask. And so that way they don't hurt your ears after a while if you're wearing them for a long time. And, that's just kind of like those neat little things. And I saw another local story here of some kids who took all their money out of their savings and went to buy masks and donate it to some first responder type people. So, those are always the fun stories, I think, to see is, how are the kids going through this? Because, of course, they're going through this, too, because, you're very right. This difference with this one, 9/11 definitely affected pretty much everybody in America, but didn't really affect you maybe on a day-to-day basis. Definitely affected you if you're traveling a lot, but, it didn't affect us on the exact same scale. And this one was very sudden, very fast, and obviously has affected pretty much every industry on the planet.
So how do you keep things in perspective when you're facing a crisis?
Yeah, well, it's really more about falling back to a plan. There's a podcast I was listening to, and they're talking about how, and I forgot who exactly has the quote, but you fall back to your highest level of preparedness is what people fall back to. So, lots of times you wonder why do firefighters go through fire training when they've been doing it for 20 years. Why does every time you get on an airplane, they play the same message? Well, it's because it beats it in your head and you're prepared. You don't know you're prepared until those things happen. And so the hard part is, a lot of people have never been in something like this. So that's a totally new experience. In terms of financial matters, if you've got a plan, your plan should have addressed this. My planning process has always been plan for the worst and hope for the best. And, obviously we're pretty much in the worst right now, right?
Yeah.
Like you said, it was 22 days for the stock market to, drop below 30%. And that is the fastest ever. I mean, that's even faster than the 20s, way faster than a lot of other, you know, famous drops in the market. So, you know, this did come on kind of like a freight train, you know, going through the intersection or something. I mean, it just, you know, barreled right through. Now, the weird part is a lot of it's come back up, even though there's all sorts of worse news. And to me, that's actually scarier, because what happens is that, to me, that just says one thing. People are taking way higher risk because the government's giving away free money. And so that's one of the things that you have to really be careful of is, why are things going up in the stock market? I mean, we had the beginning of April there was the first, those 2 weeks were the best since the 30s in the stock market history, which is crazy because we also went from 3, 6, 9, up to 22 million people unemployed and the stock market went up, right? So how is that possible? I think that's just a lot of people taking a lot of extra risk, and it may be a good time to actually take action and time to reallocate right now because of this big, huge increase. You know, things have recovered okay somewhat. And so now maybe the time to really take some action because of, yeah, I just see that this is going to be a lot longer and a lot worse than a lot of people think. And it's going to hang on for a lot longer. It's not this, we all get to go back to work and everything's 100% back to normal. No, it's not going to be that normal ever again. It's going to be a very long, slow process. So, you know, again, going back to that plan is really the key. So, you know, one of the things that we do here at Heckman Financial is we talk to people. We don't have minimums. We don't have any, you know, stuff where it says you have to have this much assets or anything like that. One of the things that we've actually even opened up was another time for anybody out there, if they're just having, you know, debt help, or, you know, should I pay my car payment or my credit cards or whichever. I've set up some total pro bono hours for people who, you know, don't really have any money to invest, but just are people that, you know, may need help. But then also on top of that, we do have obviously time where if somebody has some financial questions and they want to get some advice, yeah, you can, you know, give us a call. We'll set up a 15-20 minute phone call with you and just kind of go over what's your situation and see if we can help. You know, really, that's what we want to be here for right now is just having some people help us be able to give you whatever advice you can and make sure you do the right decisions and not the wrong decisions that really end up, you know, making this whole situation worse. So again, if you want to give us a call, 800-454-1184, you can leave a message there, or you can also text the word visit and we'll send you a link to our calendar to set up a phone call. Text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Really what you want to do is look at what's that timeline that you have? How does this play out with my financial plan and how much risk do I have? So text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
So you're sitting on the couch watching TV, and then crash! That dead branch, it finally fell. But that wasn't how you were planning on putting in that skylight. Now you realize you waited a bit too long to cut it down. With the recent market crash, you might be thinking the same thing about your retirement accounts. You'd been thinking about meeting with a financial advisor, but life got in the way. Now that the market is creating a lot of unwanted skylights, maybe it's time to meet with a financial advisor. Eric Heckman and the team at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services are here to help you get back on track. Call today to set up an online visit or virtual meeting with the Heckman Financial and Insurance Services team. 800-224-2489. That's 800-224-2489. Get started on your plan today. Even healthy branches can come down during a storm. 800-224-2489. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. And today on our show, we're talking about how to lead with a steady hand in retirement. And in other words, in times of crisis, you know, keep calm and carry on, right? But I wanted to ask you, Eric, you know, with this unemployment as high as it is right now, should a person ever consider taking an emergency withdrawal from their retirement accounts?
Yeah. Well, so speaking of things that we haven't seen before, I mean, one nice thing about the CARES Act, the stimulus package that they passed, is they're actually allowing you, for the first time in history, I believe, that you can take money out, out of your retirement plan for up to $100,000 and not pay the tax penalty. Now, you still have to pay the taxes. They're not that stupid. But if you're under 59 and a half, you can actually take the money out without a penalty. And then also, if you're looking at the 401ks, and the hard part here is you have to be an active employee, which, of course, with a lot of the layoffs and unemployment and stuff, you may not be an active employee. Mm. They are saying that you can, normal rules where you could take a loan of up to $50,000 or 50%, whichever one's lower. Now they're saying you can take a loan of up to 100% or max of $100,000, again, whichever one's lower. So they are allowing you to take more money out. The dangerous thing about the 401k loans, if you don't have them paid back by the end of the year, they become a withdrawal and then they become taxable. So, if you thought you borrowed money and then all of a sudden you get laid off down the road and now you got to pay it all back or pay the taxable income on it at the same time when you don't have a job, that's not the time you want to be paying taxes, right? Those can be good places for money, potentially. The hard part is it depends on how dire things are. Because, you have to look at secured and unsecured debt. Secured debt is something that's got a lien on it. So like a mortgage, car loan. Those are things that typically you want to always pay. Because those ones have an asset that can get taken away from you if you don't make those payments. The flip side, though, is unsecured debt, you don't. You can do negotiations. You can get that voided out in a bankruptcy if it gets that bad and so forth. So, you have to be very super careful of taking money out of your retirement plan that's for your retirement that is protected from lawsuits, from creditors, from bankruptcy. And if you take that money out, put it into your checking account, now that opens it up to those creditors. And so, again, this is something where, you definitely want to talk to an attorney or, somebody like that if you're getting close to having to, you think you may have to do bankruptcy or something like that. But be very, very, very careful about taking money out of retirement and paying unsecured debt, because that may be stuff that you can negotiate down or get out of. But, if you eat up your retirement to pay some bills that you could have had another option for, then that's not so good, right? So, be very, very careful about that part.
All right. So then that makes me think, there's going to be so many questions that people are having right now with what they need to be doing if they are unemployed. Is now a good time for a second opinion? I would think so.
Yeah. I mean, anytime, I just was working with one client that, she's had this one financial advisor for a very, very long time. It was actually her mom's financial advisor. And she's got some money with me and some still with this other advisor. And she realized that, this other advisor, the money had dropped a ton, now bounced back up with this, temporary increase in the market here. But basically, the advisor really isn't doing anything different to manage the downside risk. And this is a very unique risk because we know how this is going to kind of roughly play out, that we know this virus is not going away. This will be a part of our lives for the next year or two as a big deal. How much are we staying home and how much does it affect everything? That's the part that's very unclear, right? So, mm-hmm. So that's the part where you kind of go, okay, this is going to take a very long time. I mean, if they open up the restaurants, but you can only sit at half the tables, guess what? The way businesses work is there's fixed costs, variable costs, and then there's profit. And the profit margin, kind of think of that is if you're looking at one of those layered cakes where it's got the cake and then some icing and or some filling and then some more cake and then it's got the icing on top. Well, the icing on top is pretty much the profit margin. The fixed part is the bottom layer, that inside filling. That's some of the variable costs, and same with the cake part is some more fixed costs. And if all of a sudden you can only run a business at 50%, the profit margin's gone. You can only take off so much variable costs. And so then, there's going to be no margin left in these businesses. So how does that affect things? If that's like that for 3, 4, 5 months, there's no way those businesses are going to probably survive at, half capacity and such. And, so that's going to be a very, very tough thing. And I think a lot of people are kind of miscounting that. And so you want to have some downside protection. You want to have some of your money, it's guaranteed safe, some foundational assets. You want to have some steady income money, stuff that's outside of the market that's paying good dividends. And then, again, you want to see if for the money in the market, you want to have at least some on a downside protection type of manager, somebody who's going to take action in times like this. So, you know, that's one of the things that, you know, we're here for people is, you know, if they want to get a review, they want to just talk on the phone real quick in 15, 20 minutes and say, okay, hey, here's our situation. What should I do? You know, we'll definitely go over that. And there's no cost. There's no obligation. You know, if there's something more we can help you with, you know, we'll talk about maybe setting up a time. But, you know, if that's something you want to do and you want to set up that phone call, all you have to do is either call and leave a message or text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online right now at wealthcreatorradio.com.
That's right. Wealthcreatorradio.com. There you can read all about Eric and his team there. They are right here in the Silicon Valley area. It's Heckman Financial, and they are here to help you retire well. Today, we're talking about how we're in this type of crisis and we need to just, you know, forge through with a steady hand. And, you know, this pandemic, the coronavirus pandemic, isn't the first time a force of nature has hit us hard. And unfortunately, it's not going to be the last. But if you think back to Hurricane Katrina, it was the most destructive natural disaster in our history of our country. It cost $125 billion in property damage. And the insurance only covered about $80 billion of those losses. So when you think about where we are today, it's going to take some time before we can actually put a price tag on this total damage that it's done to, you know, our communities and our country and the economy. So what are you seeing, Eric, in terms of the impact of all these major event cancellations and, you know, the businesses closings, job losses in the area? What do you think? What's your take?
Yeah, this is definitely going to be huge. I mean, from just a couple of years ago, the national debt was $21 trillion. And then with the tax cut, it jumped up to $23 trillion. Well, just in March alone, we added another $2 trillion just from that CARES Act. And now they're, you know, adding more stimulus here. And so by the time this is over, who knows, we may be at, you know, $26, $27, $28 trillion of debt as a country. And obviously, we're making less money. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
that's not good, right? I mean, we borrowed more and we're making less. I think it'll be interesting to see how many things, you know, especially stuff like sporting events. I mean, I'm season ticket holder for Earthquakes, for Sharks. A lot of these may not be back for some time. Most every single concert has been canceled for all of 2020, the entire year. And, you know, it's not just the concerts, it's the restaurants, it's the, you know, people traveling, people buying stuff there, the people work there, you know, all the stuff that goes along with any sort of event. There's ripples from that, every single one of those types of, you know, things. And then, of course, travel, you know, travel is going to be very muted after this, very much like 9/11. That's going to hurt the, you know, a lot of industries also. A lot of places make a ton of money off of travel. I mean, Disneyland and Disney World being closed out. I mean, how many people do trips out there and those economies around those areas? You know, places like Vegas are been very devastated. So, you know, there's a lot of places that even once they do open, how are they going to be able to open and are they going to be able to be at capacity? So, yeah, I think this is going to stretch on for quite some time. And, you know, a lot of people are talking about this V recovery where it drops way down and shoots right back up. That's really kind of not an educated way to think about it, I think, because it's just not going to happen. So, you know, it's going to be a lot more gradual. You know, we're not going to see our friends, not doing the things we want. So a lot of that causes a lot more emotion too. And so, yeah, there's a lot of emotions that about money right now that, you know, that are good and some that are bad. I mean, I talked to somebody last month who sold exactly the wrong day, the lowest point in the market. And yeah, he was feeling pretty devastated because, yeah, now, of course, it's popped back up a bunch since then. And, you know, he just kind of can't believe that he did that. And, you know, he just went to cash. He didn't do some sort of downside protection manager or anything like that. So, again, this is where you want to have some good advice. If you want to set up the time for us to have that phone call, you know, we're here for you. Literally, just give us a call. You know, there's no expectation of anything. There's no cost, no fees. And we'll set up a time, just talk real quick and see if we can help you at all and see if we can just give you some advice. Maybe we can't even help you, but at least we can kind of walk you through what you should be doing from here on out. So, again, the phone number, you can text it or leave us a message. Text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, 800 844-454-1184 or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
You toss a penny over your shoulder into a fountain and you make a wish. You look into the fountain and you see a lot of pennies, but you also see some quarters and you think to yourself, who throws quarters into a fountain when pennies will do? Now think about the taxes you could be paying in retirement. Do you want to throw pennies or quarters to Uncle Sam? Eric Heckman and his team at Heckman Financial Services have helped hundreds of families plan for retirement for more than 25 years. Taxes can be complicated, so start planning now so you aren't caught off guard in retirement. To start building your plan, call or text the word TAX to 800-454-1184. And together, you'll create a plan designed to help you keep as much of your money as possible. Find out what the heck is going on with your taxes with Eric Heckman and the Heckman Financial Services team. Start planning today. Call or text the word TAX to 800-454-1184. That's TAX to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric, one thing I wanted to ask you was whether or not people are just sort of hunkering down right now and just waiting for this to blow over before they make any changes with their money and how it's allocated. Are you seeing that?
Yeah, unfortunately, I am. I think, you know, lots of times people just hear the advice of don't take any action. You know, we'll all get through this. And that's good to some extent, but there are some actions that you should be taking. You should be reviewing, you know, your situation. Again, it's all, we talked earlier in the show, it's all about timing. You know, if you've got 20, 30, 40 years before you need that money, okay, yeah, maybe you don't need to do as major changes. But, you know, you might want to change your risk level to literally increase it, to actually put more money in where things are going down and buy on the cheap. So that's one thing. But, you know, if you're 5-10 years out from retirement, you really, really need to be taking some action now. You can't afford to wait for this all to come back. I mean, for most people, an 08, 09 crash, it took around 2013 before everybody was kind of back to where they had started off. And, you know, that's 5 years, right? So, you know, what happened over that time frame? Well, if you were, you know, 2 years, 3 years from retirement, your money didn't come back, right? You had to lock in some of those losses. You had to take some of that money out when you needed it. So, you know, those are the issues that people really should be thinking about. Is if you're close to retirement, I think that's the type of people who should not be hunkering down. These are the people who should be taking some action now. It may not be huge action. It may be just, you know, hey, let's change 10 or 20% of our money. Let's lock in some protected money so that it can't go down in the future where it's going to be guaranteed. Maybe get some money that's going to pay us a lifetime pension. I mean, there's a lot of great options out there. You know, there's some interesting investments out there too. I mean, a lot of things, of course, have been hurt and a lot of things have stopped or lowered their dividends. But there's things like, you know, like a wireless fund that we have that, is investing in cell towers and stuff like that. I mean, you know, it's paying good income. And of course, it's something that with especially everybody sheltering in place, they need that even more, right? That communication mm-hmm. tool. So there are some good places for people to put money. And yeah, I think now more than ever is the time when you have to be a little bit smarter about your decisions, but you shouldn't just, you know, sometimes you see those people at the, you know, there's a car accident or, you know, something happens and they just stand there. I still remember the time I was in the Boy Scout and we went to the Grand Canyon and it was, you know, nice and cozy, July or August or something like that. So, yeah, it was only, when you get to the top, it's only around 95. It's about 110 at the bottom. But as you get closer to the top, as we're hiking back out, I'm with some of my scout friends and we're going way faster than the adults. We're hightailing it out. We probably today wouldn't have been able to do that, but back then it was kind of okay. As you get closer to the top, you get these people who walk down from, you know, they want to walk down the canyon just a little bit and then go back up. And, you know, we're standing there and this one girl, she just looked a little weird and you just saw her and she just went, boom, just fell over. Just totally passed out from the heat. And you know, we were actually in a water place, in a shaded place right then. Me and two of my scout friends, we jumped right in there. Her family's just going, oh my gosh, what happened? And they're not, you know, I think one may have gone over, but you know, we're telling them what to do right. And you know, we knew we were trained in first aid and stuff, so we knew what to do. So You know, but it is one of these things where a lot of times people in a crisis, some people, you know, if they've got training or they got education about something, they'll take action. But if you have no training, I mean, you know, if there's like a big chemical fire, most people aren't going to run in there unless they're a firefighter, right? Because what do you do? You may not, water may make it worse. Again, it's about having that training, having that background. And, you know, I think that's why it's really helpful for people talk to, you know, a financial advisor right now at this time and say, okay, you know, have you, you know, if you were managing money during the 08, 09 crash, or you're managing money back down in the dot-com days, okay, tell us, you know, how's this different? How's this the same? What should we do? And, you know, how does it affect us? So, you know, those are the things I think people really need to be thinking about.
So, Eric, with everything that we're talking about today and all the questions that people are having, tell us the best way to get the latest information from you and your team. How do we do that?
Yeah, so, I mean, the easiest thing by far is just setting up a phone call. And, you know, for 15, 20 minutes, we can just talk about your situation, answer any questions you have. Totally free, no obligation, and you know, just a way to kind of reach out and have those questions answered. And if it's just something about debt or bills or something, we'll help you even with that. Now we've got some setup times for those. And then, you know, if you got some questions about your retirement plans or other things like that, again, we can help you out. So, you know, just pick up the phone and either text us or call us. You can text the word visit, and we'll send you the link to set up a time. Or you can just leave us a message too, but text the word visit 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And market cycles happen. You and I have been talking here this whole past year that the bull run was not going to last forever. What we didn't know and what we couldn't know was that a worldwide pandemic would actually spark all this upheaval in the markets. How do we make investment decisions at a time like this when we are in crisis mode, Eric, and we're kind of worried about how our money is going to perform in the markets?
Yeah, well, it's definitely something where you want to look at it. You want to review it. You don't want to do the ostrich plan where you know, stick your head in the sand and just ignore it. I'm amazed at how many people do that. I have one client, she would look at her stuff every day, and now she's like, I don't want to see it anymore. I don't want to look at my 401k at work anymore and stuff. And, you know, even if she had a lot of the money with us that hasn't gone down and hasn't lost anything or is very, you know, barely moved, you know, that she's definitely had losses in other areas. So, you know, not looking isn't, you know, it's kind of like ignoring your gas gauge and thinking it'll go away. It's only going to end up in one way, and it's not a good way. So, yeah, you still want to look at that gauge, and yeah, you want to see, okay, well, yeah, now I need to somehow refill some stuff, and you know, maybe my travel plans have changed in terms of retirement, right, and stuff. And so, you know, again, going back to, you know, what's the timing? When do you need that money? Is this something that you should take action on today, or is this something that, you know, you can just make some tweaks here and there? So again, if you're 5 to 10 years out from retirement, those are the people that must take some action now to really protect their retirements. I mean, lock in some of these benefits before they're going away, because the other thing that people don't kind of think about is with the interest rates going down so much, you know, the bond markets are getting, you know, bonds go up when rates go down. So initially bonds have shot up, which is good. But long-term bonds, the interest rates are so low that like insurance company products and other guaranteed type products from like banks and such, you know, all your foundational assets are going to all go down in terms of earning ability. So now is the time to take some action, lock in some of it, especially from the insurance company side for foundational money. I mean, if you want some money guaranteed and you want some really good benefits, insurance companies still have some great things for your IRAs or just retirement money. And, you know, you can have some lifetime income. You can have some money that goes up when the market goes back up, but doesn't go back down when the market goes back down. So, you know, some ways to protect some of those earnings. And, you know, this is probably more than ever the time to be looking at those types of things. If you're, again, 5 to 10, even 15 years out of retirement, you know, locking in some of those assets and really looking at how your overall allocation has been. Because, yeah, it's 11 years of the market going straight up. People just kind of got a little lazy, right? And it's like, oh, it always just goes up. Oh, if it goes down, it bounces right back up. Yeah, well, worldwide pandemic's going to be a lot longer, a lot bigger than I think a lot of people think on the worldwide economy. And so if this stays down and affects us for a year or two or three, you know, and you're getting close to retirement, that's going to be a big, big issue. So yeah, be reviewing all that stuff and you know, really taking some action if you're close to retirement, looking at things in the right perspective. And so again, if that's something you got questions on, what should I be doing now? What should I not be doing? You know, what action should I be taking? Again, we've got these 15, 20 minute phone calls. We can just set up a time and literally we're going to go over anything you want right now. Well, financially speaking, I guess. But yeah, if you want to set up that time, all you have to do is text the word visit 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
The long-term effects of the coronavirus are unknown, but the short-term effects for the stock market included record single-day and single-week losses. How is this health scare affecting your retirement savings? Call Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services now. Eric and his team have seen market fluctuations before. Schedule a visit and work with them to create a plan designed to help reduce the risk to your retirement savings from the latest health scares and other market events that could impact your savings. Don't wait. Call for a complimentary online visit or virtual meeting right now. 800-224-2489. You don't know if the market will lose 1,000 points tomorrow. You only know that you don't want your retirement savings to feel more effects from the coronavirus or other volatile events. Get your retirement plan checkup today. Call Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services. 800-224-2489. Don't wait. 800-224-2489. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Hi, I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman. Eric is president of Heckman Financial right here in the Silicon Valley area, and you are listening to Wealth Creator Radio. When a crisis unfolds around us, there are some things that we can control, which is fortunate, but there's so much that we can't do anything about. And that's why it does help to have a guide by your side to help you find solid footing. One thing that we cannot control is the government's response to a crisis situation, you know, whether it's wartime spending or these emergency stimulus bills. We can certainly expect the price tag for government spending to be high. So, Eric, let's talk about how that is going to impact retirement plans.
Yeah, well, this is one of those interesting times where, you know, people were complaining about with the presidential election when Bernie Sanders was in there about how he's socialist and he's just giving away stuff. And then it's funny, I saw some posts from who's actually a financial advisor out in the East Coast, but he's like, where's my 100 grand from the, you know, the PPP program that SBA, you know, I demand my money. And it's like, hold it. This is the same guy who's complaining about the government giving away for other things and, you know, right, doing other stuff. And all of a sudden now it's like, hold it. Now everybody wants this free money. Hold it. How's this money free? Okay. This money's not free. Where does the money come from the government? They don't sell anything. They don't make it, manufacture anything. There's only one way they make money, and that's from taxes. That's the only way they make money. And so if they all of a sudden give out money, that means they're giving out tax money. And whose tax money is that? Well, who's going to pay for that? Somebody. Very likely it'll be you. And not now, but later. Okay, how does that affect our retirement plans? Well, that just means, wow, you really have to know your tax allocation risk. So people are always talking about your investment risk, and you know, they'll show you those pie charts of, I mean, the ones that drive me nuts are the ones on the brokerage statements where they say how much you have in stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. Those are all can be invested in stocks, so there's not really a pie chart there. So having a pie chart where it says stocks and bonds, or more ideally by asset class, large company, small company, you know, those are a little bit more informative. But the thing is always missing from those is how much do you have at the whim of Congress? You know, how much money have you exposed yourself to that Congress can change the rules any day and just say it's theirs now? And for most of us, it can be anywhere from, you know, as low as maybe 50-60% I see, up to 100% of people's money is all based on what's the tax rate going to be when I take the money back out? And so if you're deferring money into a 401k, 457, 403b, IRAs, any of that money that's pre-tax, that has not been taxed, you've basically did deal with the devil and said, don't tax me now, tax me later, with the expectation or the hope that you'll be in a lower tax bracket. Well, first of all, we know this tax law, the Trump tax laws that started in 2018, they expire at the end of 2025. So we've got 5 more years of these laws and then they go away. Now, obviously, there will be a new president by the end of, 5 years from now for sure. So how does that change things? Well, maybe they'll change it faster. Who knows? But, we know this tax law will go away. And then we know with all this, quote, free money that people are getting, that's just going to drive taxes up. So what does that mean to your retirement plan? Well, you got to be doing some tax planning. You should be looking at Roth conversions. I mean, it was funny. I have somebody that was posted on Facebook from my Rotary Club, and he was talking about taxes and this money's not free and stuff. And I mentioned, I'm like, hey, you should look at converting to a Roth IRA. And he's like, well, tell me more about that. I don't even know about that. I'm like, this guy runs a company and stuff, and nobody's taught him about these things. And then he's like, oh, I thought you had to have a certain income level. No, with a Roth conversion, anybody can convert to that. And so there's a lot of misinformation, a lot of just kind of ignorance really out there about what a Roth IRA. But basically what that means is that's where you pay the tax today, but you don't pay any taxes ever again. So, if you're going to put $10,000 in a retirement plan and avoid the taxes on, say, $3,000, but have that money grow to $50,000 at retirement, and now you owe taxes on, maybe, say it's 20, 30% of that, maybe it's 30% still, then that's 15,000. You put in 10, now you owe 15,000. You actually owe more than you put in. that's how crazy it is, right? And so, so that's why taxes must be a part of your retirement plan. If you have a financial advisor you're working with and they say they don't give tax advice, but they're working with your IRAs and your 401ks and all this, stuff. I mean, they need to know about taxes. They need to be able to give you tax advice, because if they can't, how are they going to help you avoid these problems? So, there's some simple tools that my office uses to see, does it make sense to have you convert? How much should you convert before it's not smart? Because there's also, you don't want to go out and convert 400,000 and, be in one of the highest tax brackets, right? So, it's a balance, but it's something this year, especially with the stocks being down, maybe your income's down, might be one of the best years ever. I mean, ever in history to convert to a Roth. So now's the time to really be talking about that. So if you got some questions on that, again, we're having people be able to call us, no cost, no obligation, just whatever you want to talk about, financial situation, we'll go spend 15, 20 minutes with you and see if there's any advice we can give you. So if that's something you want to take advantage of, all you have to do is either call and leave a message, or you can text you the link. All you do is text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
WealthCreatorRadio.com. There you can find out more about Eric and his team. He's in his 27th year of helping people have remarkable retirements, and they are an independent firm there at Heckman Financial. So it kind of takes me back to the whole natural disaster with Hurricane Katrina, just something that we didn't expect. So how do you plan for things like this? Something that could happen over, a stretch of 20 or 30 years in retirement. How do you help people?
Yeah, well, it's a really good question. And all plans have to have something like this. Again, going back, if you just look every 10 years or so, we've got some bad times that come up. And so it's not were the unexpected. I mean, a pandemic obviously was unexpected. Planes going into the World Trade Center was unexpected. There's a lot of things that, maybe weren't expected. But all these corrections and all these timelines are actually all predictable, because we know that they always happen. It's just the way things are. And so if we know these bad events will happen sooner or later, then it's easy to prepare. But if you don't take any action and you just you know, kind of deer in the headlights. You just go, oh my gosh, what do I do now? This thing just happened. Well, you know, you should have prepared for it a long time ago. And, you know, it's, you can't say, okay, well, you should have done this and this. Well, if it's already happened, you know, don't tell me what I should have done, right? It's too late now. So that's one of the things that you should be doing is you should be planning for, you know, these good and bad times. I'll talk to people about, you know, which decade are you going to get and when is that decade going to happen? You know, the 90s were a great decade for stocks and investing. We had all the, you know, internet boom and dot-com boom. And of course, it busted out there. Then we had the 9/11. And then we had, you know, the, you know, real estate market, you know, crash, and along with the financial crisis. So the 2000s decade, I mean, people forget about this, but the S&P had no growth from 2000 to 2010. I mean, it was one of the worst places to be invested in for that entire decade. Now, the last decade, 2010s, phenomenal, you know, 300% or more growth. You know, what you have to look at is you're going to have, most likely in retirement, you're going to have at least one or two good decades and probably one bad decade. Now, when that happens, if it's your first decade or your third decade, big difference. You know, if you have a lot of bad time early on and you're having to spend money, and especially those are the times when you're doing all the traveling and doing all the stuff you want to do, you know, yeah, it's going to be a lot bigger effect. So again, having planning, having some money in foundational assets, stuff that doesn't go away. You know, if you have 100% of your money in stocks and bonds, then there's no place to hide in times like this. You're going to take some big, huge hits. But if you have some money, it's guaranteed. If you have some guaranteed lifetime income, you know, if you've got some steady income assets that are outside of the market but pay you really good dividends, you know, those are going to help mitigate a lot of these times. And then, of course, then you still have some money in the market. But really, having it allocated, having a plan, again, I know it's boring, right? We always talk about that. But going back to having that plan, that's always the big one that people really need to be thinking about. When things are easy, it's really hard to differentiate between people. But when things are bad and times are tougher, that's when you really see who is good at what they do and who's not so good. And so, yeah, this may be a great time to get a second opinion, just to get some fresh eyes on something and just say, oh, maybe I should be doing something a little bit different here. Maybe I should be taking, you know, having some foundational income. Maybe I should have some steady income money. You know, I don't have those assets, which a lot of people don't for some reason. So again, no cost, no obligation. We can just help you with any questions you got. So just either leave us a message or text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
So you're sitting on the couch watching TV, and then crash! That dead branch, it finally fell. But that wasn't how you were planning on putting in that skylight. Now you realize you waited a bit too long to cut it down. With the recent market crash, you might be thinking the same thing about your retirement accounts. You'd been thinking about meeting with a financial advisor, but life got in the way. Now that the market is creating a lot of unwanted skylights, maybe it's time to meet with a financial advisor. Eric Heckman and the team at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services are here to help you get back on track. Call today to set up an online visit or virtual meeting with the Heckman Financial and Insurance Services team. 800-224-2489. That's 800-224-2489. Get started on your plan today. Even healthy branches can come down during a storm. 800-224-2489. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is president of Heckman Financial right here in the Silicon Valley area. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer, and today we've been talking about how we're in a time of crisis, of course, and just how to lead with a steady hand in retirement. So, Eric, this is a time in our show where we usually have a wealth success story. So, you know, in the middle of everything that we're experiencing right now, can you shine some light on something positive, please?
Yeah, it's just more one of my probably the best things I can do anytime in my job is when I see clients actually take that big leap, even though one of them said it was like Wile E. Coyote and going off the cliff, but but that big leap to retirement. And so I have a client who just retired, and it was funny because I had one last year do the same thing, but on April Fool's. So I don't know what it is with April Fool's Day, but but for some reason that gets to be a popular day to retire, I guess. But so one of the things we did last year, prior to him retiring, is we kind of went over the plan, and we said, wow, he's got a lot of money in the market, and almost he'd been a long time with this one company, and so. We said, let's do an in-service distribution to lower that risk. So in-service distributions where you're working at your company still and you can withdraw some money out of your retirement plan and roll it to an IRA. So a lot of companies will allow you to do that once you're 59 and a half. And so they allowed him to do it. And so we took a bunch of money and some of it we put in steady income stuff. A lot of it we put in guaranteed spots. And, with this downturn, obviously it was a very kind of crazy, weird time to be retiring as he's literally sheltering in place for his last day at work, right? I mean, how weird is it for being at a company for, 30 plus years and your last day at the job is not there, right? You're at home.
Really.
Or last 2 or 3 weeks of his job was at home. So, it was very odd in that sense of things, but... our process, really what we do is, we look at the 5 key areas. First, is biggest one is income plan, having a written income plan to say, okay, am I going to be okay? Is my money going to last for the rest of my life? It's best just to have a phone call and let's just see, is there anything we can help you with? Is there any questions you have? Even if it's just, which thing should I pay and not pay? And we're literally helping anybody out there today at all. So again, no cost, no obligation. If you want to set up a 15, 20 minute phone call, all you got to do is text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. We'll be back next week. Stay safe, wash those hands, and stay 6 feet away.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.